Advent International has an AI model sitting in on its investment committee. It audits underwriting memos. It flags shifting assumptions across iterations. It generates questions based on decades of partner history without holding an actual vote. Think about what that does to committee prep. It is pure historical pattern matching on the core underwriting case without a human in the loop. This is the carry for August 30th. I went through all the top private equity podcasts this week, so you do not have to. Here's what actually mattered for the market, for capital, and for deals. I am West. John Haas started in private equity 25 years ago. Back then, buyers grabbed a business at 6x EBITDA, piled on 4 turns of U's, and let multiple expansion run its course. That era is over. Lenders pulled back on middle market U's. Haas went on the Karma School of Business to point out exactly what that signals. Double-digit entry multiples mean standard hurdle rates are mathematically impossible without massive value creation infrastructure. Financial engineering is dead. Execution is the only path to alpha left on the table. Strategic acquirers already know this. Bill Stone exploits this structural weakness in sponsor math every single time he bids on an asset. He went on M&A Science and laid out his auction strategy against financial buyers. Buyout firms have to maintain target corporate overhead. They need the asset to eventually sell as a standalone platform. Stone strips all of it out. He cuts the duplicate legal departments. He axes the redundant finance teams. Eliminating that public company bloat compresses a 15x entry multiple down to just 3x within 12 months. He outbids sponsors because he does not need their CFO. Buyers are pricing this new reality in. A basic underwriting case relies on a year 5 auction bailout. But the conveyor belt of sponsor-to-sponsor trades stalled out long ago. Fit stripping is the real game now. Exits must be manufactured at entry. Mid-market and mega-cap sponsors are pushing AI past the hype phase and straight into the investment committee. Advent International built an internal AI model to track shifting assumptions across decades of deal history. Managing partner John Maldonado spoke on Dry Powder about how it actually works. The AI sits in on investment committee meetings. It audits text changes across iteration cycles. It catches unannounced revisions to core underwriting cases. It functions as an active observer, generating probing questions based on historic partner inquiries. That is the signal. Firms are replacing manual memory with systems that spot discrepancies instantly. Rally Day Partners took a similar leap at the top of the funnel. They killed manual data extraction entirely. Caroline Carmen went on Private Equity Fundcast to break down their new engine. It reviews inbound confidential information memorandums and instantly generates point of view briefs. They mapped out 50 specific use cases where AI could handle high-value execution tasks. Junior investors now run these automated deal sourcing and research systems to master entirely new subsectors in minutes. The days of spending 72 hours reading a memo and building a basic market map are gone. Firms deploying this infrastructure are underwriting deals faster and digging much deeper in initial diligence. That shifts the entire competitive space for early bids. The models free up senior associates to focus purely on complex, independent thesis generation rather than basic data extraction. John Maldonado laid out the reality of current exit multiples on Dry Powder. He noted that the rising tide of multiple expansion no longer bails out mediocre assets at exit. Maldonado said pricing is bifurcated. The best assets are clearing at still fantastic prices, but everything else is negotiated, which makes it that much more important to build conviction around the process. That observation strikes at the heart of the current liquidity freeze. Buyers see top-tier platforms commanding premiums, while B-tier assets sit on the market with massive bid-ask spreads. The easy exit is gone. Sponsors must manufacture strategic demand from the very first day of diligence. Benjamin Black appeared on How I Invest to discuss the permanent shift in late-stage tech secondaries. He highlighted how the influx of retail and platform capital permanently eroded the structural discount in that asset class. Black pointed out that the sheer number of new entrants, every sovereign wealth fund and family office, is now competing through platforms like Hive or Forge. Retail participation fundamentally changes the pricing dynamics for institutional buyers. Secondaries used to offer a quiet, negotiated entry point for sophisticated capital. Now, highly accessible digital platforms turn those same stakes into crowded auctions. That flood of new money directly compresses expected returns for early investors seeking liquidity. Serial acquirer Bill Stone brought a harsh perspective to M&A science regarding cap table management during aggressive buy and build roll-ups. He detailed the consequences of trading equity for speed when scaling a platform. Stone stated that if you end up diluting yourself with equity raises or other things, what ultimately happens is you are not an owner anymore. You are an employee. That dynamic catches aggressive sponsors off guard. Trading away pieces of the cap table accelerates growth in the short term. Over a longer hold, that same dilution destroys the core economics of the management team. Aggressive roll-ups require ruthless discipline regarding external equity. Between Advent unleashing an AI committee observer and the death of the automatic 5-year auction exit, the margin for error in initial underwriting has officially hit zero. Firms are stripping overhead and pushing technology to the absolute limit just to clear basic hurdle rates. The middle market requires flawless execution from the moment the check clears. That is the carry. See you next Sunday.